helping you find joy. We are the Joy FM. I'm Jerry Williams. Had the opportunity just the other day to speak on the phone with Sadie Robertson. She is part of the Duck Dynasty family Robertsons. You remember that TV series that was so successful for a number of years. Also was a contestant in Dancing with the Stars, has written a book, has become a real pop icon, a wonderful young lady dedicated to her relationship to Jesus Christ. She speaks and does all kinds of stuff. Well, she has gotten involved with Focus on the Family and their Bring Your Bible to School Day, which happens on October the 4th. She is the honorary chair, and I had the opportunity to talk with her about that, and so I'm going to share that interview with you right now. Sadie, tell me a little bit about Bring Your Bible to School Day.
This is my first year to be a part of it, and I'm really excited about that. But yeah, Bring Your Bible to School Day is a day on October the 4th that Focus on the Family is kind of really doing this worldwide push to Christians that, hey, everybody, or not just Christians, anybody, bring your Bible to school on October the 4th. We're all going to do this together, and it's just a push to, you know, inspire people and encourage people that it's okay to bring your Bible to school, and it's also like something that we're excited about you doing. And so I'm really pumped to be just a voice to just echo what they're already doing and they're already saying, and just hopefully inspire kids who are not much younger than I am to just say it's okay to bring your Bible, and not only is it okay, it's awesome to bring your Bible to school. And so the hope would be that people will be inspired and that they will be encouraged, and maybe just feel like they're not alone and having to do this maybe daunting thing to just bring your Bible to school. And we hope that that creates a habit for them that's not only on October the 4th, but that they'll carry it on for the rest of the year. So I could not be more happy to be a part of this message, because I think it's really great.
Let me ask you a personal question. How long has it been since you were in high school?
It's only been, what? 3 years?
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, I'm 21.
Okay, very good. Did you carry your Bible to school?
You know, when I was in school, I did go to a Christian school, so we did have our Bible at school every. But now, you know, it's funny. I seriously have my Bible like a purse. Like, it's like my number one accessory. And I wish I would have done that in school. Like, I wish I would have owned it as much. And so now that's why I'm like super passionate about kind of being a voice for this, because I'm like, it's like literally the best accessory you could ever have.
I would agree. I've been out of high school a little bit longer than 3 years.
Oh my gosh.
And I used to carry my Bible to school through junior high and high school.
That's awesome.
What that did for me, obviously I was a Christian, carrying my Bible to school. I'm a PK. And kids knew that, but I would carry my Bible and I would read it at lunchtime or whenever I had some free time. And kids just kind of got used to it, and would, whenever something was going on that they felt like they needed prayer, or they weren't even sure what they needed, because a lot of these kids weren't Christian kids, weren't church kids, but they would come to me because they saw me being bold about my faith. And I think that is one of the great side effects of carrying your Bible with you, is people realize that you stand for something.
That's so true. It's like such a good, simple way to show people that, like, you know truth, and that hopefully you will act in love. And I think that that's awesome that you did that. And I think that more people need to hear that, like, whenever you do that, it does create change in a really positive way.
So let me ask you, are there resources, are there ways for students to find out if anybody at their school is actually participating? Is this a sign-up kind of a thing, or do you just do it?
Well, you can just do it, and that would be so great. I mean, really, like, just doing it is perfect. But if you do sign up, you can go sign up at bringyourbible.org, and if you do that, then you'll get a chance to win a free trip to come meet me at one of my tour dates. There's an event in the future, and so that would be the only reason why you would want to sign up. But besides that, just bring your Bible to school, and on the day, use hashtag bring your Bible so that you can see people around the world doing the same thing.
Oh, that's cool that there's a hashtag. I'll subscribe to that on Instagram and see how many kids are using that and taking pictures of themselves with their Bibles at school. That's very good.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'll be exciting.
So again, the website is bringyourbible.org, correct? And I know there's some videos on there and some other resources and things like that for people.
Yes, bringyourbible.org.
Okay, Bring Your Bible to School Day, October 4th. And Sadie, are you, what is your title? Are you like the honorary chairperson for this year?
That would be me. It sounds so official, doesn't it?
Well, Sadie, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. And thanks for being a part of this Bring Your Bible to School Day.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
That's a conversation I had with Sadie Robertson. She is the honorary chairperson of this Bring Your Bible to School Day. Happens on October the 4th, and we referenced that website, bringyourbible.org. I'll put a link to it on my Facebook page, facebook.com/JerryWilliamsMedia, so you can find all the resources. Like as I said in the interview, there are a couple of videos up there and things like that to make sure that you are prepared to bring your Bible to school on October the 4th.